As we've been working through the progression of techniques, we finally get to the Sagut style. Sagut is known as the whistly sound. It has a clearer and more piercing harmonic. The way this is achieved is by taking the Hume voice when you're doing the harmonics, and you have to have a strong, clear Hume voice. And then as you're filtering the harmonics with the base of the tongue, as you normally do in Hume, you also take the tip of your tongue and extend that up to the roof of your mouth, creating another little resonating chamber in your mouth so that you're double filtering the sound. For this to work well, the filter that you're creating in your mouth and the filter that you're doing in your upper throat have to both be tuned to the same frequency. That coordination between the two filters isn't something you can really think through. It really emphasizes the listening skills that you need to be successful with throat singing, because you have to listen closely, make those micro adjustments, and get those filters in tune with each other so that the harmonic comes out clear, and then try to remember those positions, but they have to become instinctive. You have to be able to think of the harmonic you want, and instinctively your brain knows where to put everything, because you can't think through it. It's too much, too many details to worry about. So you have to experiment and try it, tweak things up, and eventually you'll find those sweet spots where the harmonics really work. Again, to do this, you really have to have a solid Hume voice to begin with, then you're adding this extra layer of filtering to get Sagut. So